Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
To the Lizzie T Radio Show. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. I want to take a couple of minutes, and I do that every single show. So I would like to thank my listeners. We have over 3,000 subscribers right now to the Lizzie T Radio Show, and I thank you for the support. I thank you for everything, all the emails and all the comments that you have sent us via our email, our webpage, and our fan page. And like us in Facebook. And if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to email us at radio@lizt.ca. Again, it's radio@lizt.ca. And this show has been sponsored by OMG Events, ohmygoshevent.com. Give a call to Alex and Mark at 905-960-2886. And also our sponsor is Whole Fitness Canada. Call Michelle at 647-200-6688. And today we have prepared for you a very amazing. It's amazing how we network with people all over the world and all over Canada. And I love to support businesses through my little radio show that has reached in Saskatchewan, in Manitoba, Alberta, BC. We have listeners from the UK and Australia, South America, United States. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you so much for the support, and thank you so much for being part of this amazing network.
Michael. And Michael is part of FLAP. Now, for the one of you that don't know what FLAP is all about, he's going to tell us. But here, there's a little intro.
Michael Measure. He is part of the organization called FLAP. Our mission is working to safeguard migratory birds in the urban environment throughout education, research, and rehabilitation. Our vision is to create a 24-hour collision-free urban environment for migratory birds.
Michael, and welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you part of this network. Now, for the listeners that are listening to us right now, and we have over 3,000 subscribers to the Lizzie T Radio Show throughout the world, can you tell us, what is FLAP?
FLAP is an acronym for the title, the Fatal Light Awareness Program. We are a registered charity out of Toronto, Ontario, that is focusing on the issue of birds colliding with human-built structures.
Very, very interesting. And how did you get involved with this cause? Is this something that you created or that you became part of? How long have you been? Those are two questions, by the way.
Right. Right. Well, I stumbled across this issue in 1989, and I have always had a fascination with birds. A friend told me he heard something about birds colliding with Toronto's lit towers at night, and I took it upon myself just to go down there and see if this was actually happening, and to my great surprise, I found out it was in fact happening, and happening in significant numbers. And
wow.
So a number of years went by where I was trying to devote time to going down and seeing what I could find in the downtown core, and People started to find out about me and offering their time to help me. And by 1993, there was a small core group of us big enough that we decided, you know what, we should form an organization. And lo and behold, FLAP was born, and we've been going strong ever since.
And by the way, listeners, I do have on our fan page, the Lizzie T fan page in Facebook, and also our website, the link for FLAP. And I want to know for the listeners how this impacts our bird population.
Right. This is one of the leading causes of bird death across North America. And this often surprises people when you think of all the other type of environmental threats and human-caused threats affecting bird populations. The problem is we're dealing with two issues. We're dealing with tall, brightly lit structures at night where these birds, as they migrate throughout the night, they're attracted to these brightly lit sources, Toronto being one of those examples. Any large urban center emitting bright light has the potential to attract birds. Then we have the daytime issue, and this is where people are more familiar. You have glass that has been situated in both the urban and suburban areas on homes, buildings. All buildings have windows, and these windows, they reflect the environment. The bird does not understand, is not able to perceive reflection. They see that reflection as the real thing, and they will fly toward what they believe is another tree when, in fact, it's the tree they just left that's reflecting in that glass. So these two issues combined have resulted in, as I mentioned, one of the leading causes of bird death right across this entire continent.
Interesting. If you're looking right now, listeners, to the webpage, FLAP Organization, which is www.flaporganization.org, there is amazing pictures and really severe pictures of birds going through buildings, which is not pretty. Now, for the listeners, how can we help this cause?
Right. There are a number of ways that you can help. You can start right at your own home and take that all the way to your workplace. At home, the cause of collisions at your home are not going to be light. It's going to be glass reflecting the environment. And there's a number of tricks you can do where you try and create, the best way to describe it is visual noise. You have to apply markers to glass that allows the bird to see that glass not as a solid object, but as an object to fly around. They will still see its reflection, but when they put all these markers in front of it, they see that that obstacle needs to be avoided. So you can hang streamers, you can stick, you can put tape, you can put, you can hang CDs in front of those windows. As long as the whatever you put on that glass is dense enough that the birds feel they can't slip through it, you'll be helping reduce a significant number of strikes. Now, during the day, when you go to work, and some people obviously will work at night as well, but at work, you try to work with your building owners, building operators, asking them as a tenant, as an employee of this facility, that they would like them to take steps forward in addressing this issue. And, you know, really, when it comes to a corporate setting, it's best that one would encourage them to connect with an organization like FLAP, where we can talk with them face-to-face and give them all kinds of options that they can deal with at that location.
Fantastic. So for the listeners, that if you need to get a hold of or in contact with Michael, where can they reach you? And I have posted your website and the links to your website into our fan page and website. So can you please give us the information?
Certainly. Website is everywhere you go to search for us. We're one of the easiest organizations to find because of our acronym being so short, FLAP.org being our website. You can go to FLAP through Facebook. We're also doing through Twitter. And also, if you prefer to call, our phone number is 416-366-3527.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that. And it looks like we have somebody with a comment or a question. John, are you on the line?
Hi, I'm here.
Do you have a comment or a question?
Hi, Michael. I don't know if you remember me. We had a small telephone.
And it looks like our caller has dropped. So we will cut for a tiny commercial, and we will be right back with Michael.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
ESG events, a full-service event planning and request service. OMG Event does much more than create exceptional services. Call Alexandra and Mark at 905-960-2886. Whole Fitness Canada. We're a team of professional trainers providing an integrating system for all three aspects of a person's life: body, mind, and soul.
And we're back. We are with our guest that is part of FLAP. We also had a caller talking about how much this institution has influenced their life and how they are trying to help by collecting birds and by trying to give the world awareness of this situation. I have Michael back, and I want to ask him a last question because we're pretty much running out of time here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. Michael, do you do presentations within schools to bring more awareness to this issue that is happening right now?
Oh, yeah, certainly, yes. We're constantly doing presentations to kindergarten up to junior and senior school levels, universities, colleges. We speak to anyone who's able and willing to listen, and there's a great deal of value and importance in teaching younger audiences because they're very impressionable, and, well, they're our future, and really it's very important that we do connect with them as a result.
Okay, fantastic. Again, for the listeners, if you do want some more information, you can contact us here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, which is radio@lizt.ca, or our fan page. Or again, if you have any comments, please do send us a comment via Facebook or our website or our email. The motto of the Lizzie T Radio Show is tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. And Michael, what do you foresee yourself, what do you foresee FLAP being in the future? What is your goal for FLAP?
Outside of, as you mentioned, our mission statement and our vision statement to create an urban environment that's safe for birds, we want to be able to demonstrate that mankind and wildlife can coexist even in urban environments. And as long as we take into consideration wildlife and all the flora and fauna that exists both in and outside of urban centers, I think we'll have a far healthier environment. And so our long-term vision is to make those two meld together quite nicely, and we're slowly but surely getting there.
And I think with the help of our listeners, plus all the work that you've been doing, definitely you're going to reach there. I congratulate you for taking this and bringing it to awareness. A lot of people, when I did my research on the Lizzie T Radio Show, I would say 80% of my listeners never knew what FLAP was. And I am glad that we here at the Lizzie T Radio Show are able to give that extra that it needs, or maybe if one person knows and they will tell the other person, that I think it accomplished the goal that you meant to have with FLAP. I want to thank you so much for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, Michael, and for being part of this network that not only help people out there, but we're also helping the environment. Any last word?
Oh, boy, I just think that one thing I've learned through my years of doing this is move forward what you believe in, and wonderful things can happen. It's been a very rewarding experience for me to take on this initiative, and I'm grateful for the opportunity. So, I just extend that to anyone I speak with. Go with what you believe in. Go with what your passions are, and it's amazing what can be accomplished.
Very wise word. If you haven't heard anything at all today, listeners, that is definitely a very, very wise advice. Follow your passion. Do and go with what you believe. This is amazing. And I couldn't have said it better myself. To finish with that is perfect. Thank you so much, Michael. And we wish you the best. And Liz T, by the way, listeners, there is a place on the website which says donate. So don't be shy. Go ahead. There's a monthly donation, single donations. And definitely it could be helpful for this organization. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
And that was Michael from FLAP, a very, very interesting organization. And we are here at the Lizzie T. Radio Show. We not only support businesses, and we not only support singers and actors and coaches, but we also love our environment. We love our birds. And migratory birds really tell us a lot how an environment is doing. I want to thank Michael. I want to thank FLAP, the organization that is creating this awareness. And if you have any more questions, do please check his website, which is www.flap.org, or contact him directly and check the pictures, check the YouTube videos that are there, and you make your own decision, and you know if you want to help this organization or not, and I'm sure the answer is going to be yes. Thank you again for listening, everyone. We will be back tomorrow. Also, for you that you submitted your song, and I know for all you singers, it's very hard to get exposure with your song. We're here at the Lizzie T Radio Show to support your music, support your writing. And if you have submitted your song, we are happy to play it here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. So here you have it. This is a song from a lady, a beautiful lady that I interviewed a little while ago. Her name is Anuma, and here is the song. Thank you so much, everyone, and make it a fantastic day. This is Lizzie T, your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show.
Lizzie T Radio Show. Lizzie T. Radio. Thank you.
safety events, a full service event planning and decor service. OMG Event does much more than create exceptional services. Call Alexandra and Mark at 905-960-2886.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Event planning and decor service. OMG Event does much more than create exceptional services. Call Alexandra and Mark at 905-960-2886. Whole Fitness Canada. They're a team of professional trainers providing an integrating system for all three aspects of a person's life, body, mind, and soul.
Lizzie T. Radio Show. Visit www.jandltphotography.com. That's jandltphotography.com. For any event, have your photo session at J and LT Photography. Do you know why? Because J and LT is passionate about capturing and preserving images we all value most. Images of love, devotion, self-reflection, self-projection, joy, tradition, festivity, wonder, and infinitely more. J and LT Photography are a husband-wife photo team with more than 30 years of experience and innovation in creative imagery production. They offer practical and budget-oriented photography for contemporary lifestyles and families. Book your wedding, boudoir, model photo session, Valentine's, events, commercial photography, and much, much more at jandltphotography.com. So contact John or Liz at 647-955-0298 in Toronto and look at a sample of their work on jandltphotography.com. That's www.jandltphotography.com.
Also find them on Facebook.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.